Hi, my name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to know what day it is. Now, like you, I'm in front of a computer. It's right there in front of me. It's right there. I just look, and I know. Or I'm walking around with a phone, and I turn that on, and I know what day it is. But what do year in, year out, without fail? We go out and buy a calendar. I got Wildcats. $11.95. Or we go to one of those online services where you upload your own pictures, make a calendar. Cost even more than Wildcats. But at Office Online, I can show you with our free templates how you can make your own calendar and customize it any way you want to. Now, here's one of our templates. Full-color calendar. You can print this on stock paper and make it a little nicer. It's got penguins. Not Wildcats, but penguins. But I'm going to show you how you can put your own pictures in and make it the calendar that you want, and then also put in what you want for your dates. Let's say you're going to use this for your clients and hand it out. You can put down when your specials are, or for your staff, so you can tell them when the company picnic is, or when your birthday is, so they'll be nice to you. But again, it's a free template at Office Online, and let's see how we can customize it the way you want it, so that way this year you won't have to go out and buy Wildcats. So here's our calendar in Office 2007. We could hit print and be ready to go, but we're going to customize this. Gather about 12, 15 pictures that you want to put in here. Always gather a few extras, just in case something doesn't look right. Right-click this first penguin picture, hit Change Picture, and grab which photo you want to. I'm going to grab this kind of artsy thing I took on a vacation. The top part's done. Now, the second part of the calendar, as you see here, is a kind of that penguin picture, but it's been kind of washed out. So we're going to change that picture, same way. Right-click, Change Picture. Grab the picture again. Now this is a rectangle format and it kind of holds that aspect, so we have to loosen that up. So right click, size, and now we can kind of manipulate the picture. So we're just going to stretch it out here. As you can see, it kind of holds on the margins, so you know when to stop. And there it is. Now it looks kind of funky, but what we can do here is something really cool in Word 2007. Go under Picture Tools. Here's a whole bunch of ways to manipulate the photo. I'm going to go to Recolor, and this way I can put different backgrounds, variations on this, and if I hold the mouse over it, it automatically changes so I can see a preview of it. So I can do a dark variation, I can do sepia, I do kind of a light one here, I don't know, contrasting color, maybe I can actually pick any color I want to. These are kind of preset. I'm going to go with this blue, gives it a wash. And so I could do that for each of my 12 months and have a calendar. Now, when it comes to dates, it's real simple because this is Word. You just go where you want to go, type in what you want to type in. You can put in people's birthdays, company events, specials that you have each time of the year. And again, pick which fonts you want, doll it up any way you want to. And then it's up to you of how much you want to spend on the calendar. Print it on really nice stock paper, get it bound, or just print it on your office stationery. Either way you go about it, this is the way you can make your own calendar this year.